Hey, Sty, once again, as we hit the 10 o'clock hour, that we bring in Willie Hallahan with Sporting a Cause. Willie's website, sportingacause.com, features fundraising events, all with a sports theme. And he was a pretty good athlete himself in his day, probably even still to this day. Here's Willie Hallahan. Hi, Willie.
Good morning, Marshall. Thanks for having me on. Thank you for your kind words. I don't know about the athlete part. More of a wannabe than an actual one, I think.
All right. Well, I know that we're really starting to get into the busy, busy season.
Yes, we are. Typically, in this interview, I talk a little bit about the events that we're in the middle of this weekend, but I just don't have time for it. I'm going to go right into next week's events. This coming Friday, the 17th, the golf season kicks off. The Litchfield Morris Rotary Club partners with the Litchfield Lions Club to host their 18th annual charity golf tournament. They have it over at Fairview Farm Golf Course in Harlington. It's a common site for golf fundraisers. And this benefits the Litchfield High School and Wamogo High School Scholarship Fund and also food banks. They both organizations do a lot of good in this world, and that's a big one. The next day, Saturday the 18th, Lime Rock Park, the 2019 season kickoff celebration happens over at Lime Rock. This is a free event, but people are asked to bring a food item, either for people or for pets. The beneficiaries of this event are the Corner Food Pantry and the Little Guild. I say bring at least one food item. You know, you can bring a can of tuna, but, you know, this is a free event. There's a lot going on. Bring a couple. Bring something for a person. Bring something for a pet. And a lot of good comes of it. There's all kinds of things to do. There are craft breweries. Our local breweries are involved. There are food trucks. There's music and things to do. There are vendors, and they include nonprofits in the vendors, too. I know the Sharon Bargain Barn is going to be there, and there's a lot of good going on there. So that's going to be a fun event. And the sponsors of that are both the Tri-State and the Northwest Connecticut Chambers of Commerce, CPTV Kids, and Wheels of Time Auto Restoration. I like to plug the sponsors when I can because they do a lot of good and they never get enough credit. Also next Saturday is the inaugural Arrest and Extinguish ALS event. This is going to be at Tanglewood up in Lenox, Mass. And this is basically a tug-of-war event between police and firefighters. And it's a fundraiser. They solicit funds. And the winners of this event, by the way, go on to a higher competition, which I can talk about at another time. But this event is both hosted by and benefits ALS Therapy Development Institute. This is a different kind of ALS nonprofit because it's 100% focused on researching the disease itself. Other organizations do great work in helping families cope with the disease and provide services, which is extremely important. This one just focuses on the science of trying to find the cure. So that's next Saturday up in Tanglewood. Next Saturday is the AFSP Run for Hope. That stands for the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. This is going to be at the Bethlehem Fairgrounds in Bethlehem, Connecticut. The AFSP has several events on my website. Last year I went to a walk-a-thon up at Monument Mountain High School in Great Barrington, and it was one of the most moving experiences I've had. Of all the things that take our lives in this world, accidents and illness and crime, suicide is by some measures the most tragic for all kinds of reasons. But anyway, the AFSP does great work in finding ways to prevent suicide. Also next Saturday, the Camp Hill Village 5K Trail and Fun Run. Camp Hill Village is a residential facility for developmentally disabled people. It's in Copaic, New York. And this is interesting because last year was the first time they have, besides having the race on their campus, they also have a virtual element where these residents have families who live all over the country, maybe the world. And in an effort to include them in this race, they allowed people to register just as if they were going to the event. They get a T-shirt. And basically, when the race goes off, these people can run a 5K wherever they are in the world, and on the streets of Los Angeles and the woods of New Hampshire, wherever. And it helps them, one, increase their fundraising, but also let these people feel like they took part. And I blogged about that that virtual element and predicted that we would see more of it in the future because it just seemed to make sense. Well, this year it's actually exploded. There are now events that are just 100% virtual. The Alzheimer's Association, for example, this summer is hosting the Longest Day event, which is held on the 21st of June, the literal longest day of the year. But it's 100% virtual. You fundraise, the fundraising model is like a walkathon where you solicit funds, pledges from your friends and loved ones and neighbors and so forth. But there's no place to go to do this. There's no particular event. You just do what you want wherever you happen to be. You could run a race. You could host a softball game. You could have a barbecue. You could do anything at your own convenience in your favorite place. There's actually an organization that's started up. It's called Virtual something, I can't remember right hand, offhand, but they organize these events for nonprofits. So clearly the world is moving in this direction. I hope to follow it and see. It could be great. It might result in diluting events. I'm not sure, but we'll certainly follow it. For now, it's a good thing. Also next Saturday, an event that's dear to my heart is the Kenny Crom annual alumni basketball game. This is named after a young man who was killed in a car crash, but he was an organ donor, and up to 40 people have benefited from his organs and tissues so far. That's at Monument Mountain High School. That benefits a scholarship fund named after Kenny. There's a booster club at Mount Everett that benefits, and Donate Life, which is an organization that promotes organ donation, is also there. So a lot of benefit from this one basketball game. $5 to get in, and they sell food and T-shirts and everything else. Now on next Sunday, May 19th, the Northwest Connecticut Rod and Gun Club is in the news again. They have their junior fishing derby. They have an acre pond on their facility, and this is a free event for kids 16 and under. It's basically meant to expose kids to the fishing experience and being outdoors and so forth. Also next Sunday is the Steel Rail Half Marathon and 8K. An 8K is an odd length race, and that's starts at the Berkshire Mall up in Massachusetts, and it benefits the difficult-to-say Ashuwiltacook Rail Trail. And there's more to come. The Retro Run 5K, this is going to be in Morris, Connecticut. This is also next Sunday. It's retro because costumes are encouraged. Retro costumes are encouraged for the runners, and that benefits the Morris Recreation Department. Also next Sunday, the Shine On 5K. This is held at the Lewis Mills High School in Burlington, and it benefits the Karen Ducote Foundation for Kids. Also next Sunday, the Thrill in the Hills Duathlon is being held at Litchfield High School. A duathlon is two events, but it's two sports, but three events. It's a run, a bike, and then you run again, and that benefits the Litchfield Community Center. And also next Sunday, event I've been to before, and it's really something to behold, is a walk a mile in her shoes. This is being held on the Litchfield Green. It's hosted by and benefits the Susan B. Anthony Project. And last year, 230 men, many of them good-sized people, walked a mile. They teetered around a mile course in these bright red high heel shoes, and the notion is for women who have been abused and so forth, walking a mile in their shoes is not easy, and it wasn't. It was fun to watch, but the message was clear that we have to end the abuse of women and children in this world. And that's it. I hope I didn't take too long to get it all in, but there's a lot going on, and there will be from now on as we get into the late spring and summer, and even fall. There'll be a dozen events that I just talked about for the next weekend, and it will continue. And it's a good thing because so many. Not only do people have a good time running and playing golf and all these events, but a whole passel of very worthy causes benefit from it.
Well, I've got that. We're going to be at the Lime Rock event with the Bargain Barn. The Bargain Barn is going to be there. They've offered us a setup for there. And you know, if I was to do that walk a mile in their shoes, I'd wear what Sybil Shepherd used to wear. And she wore sneakers. No matter what.
Well, I'll tell you, they had a massage tent at the end of the race, and boy, was that well populated. The guys teetered off the course and across the green and right over to that tent.
I mean, they
needed it.
With all the surgery I had done on my feet, I'm sorry. That's what I have to say. Good luck and happy trails.
Yeah, we could be supportive from a distance, right?
It's not an easy thing to walk in women's high heels.
No.
Not that I know.
Not that there's anything wrong with it.
That's right. Okay, Willie, we'll speak to you next week.
All right, thank you, Marshall. Take care.